Hi, I'm Ross Exton from Newport Music Scene, and joining me now is Rachel Kinchin from the Riverfront Theatre. So Rachel, could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
My name's Rachel Kinchin. I'm the marketing officer here at the Riverfront Theatre and Arts Centre in Newport. I've been here for just over 5 years. My day job, I suppose, is marketing, PR, do a lot of social networking and social media, campaign planning, website, the brochure, so all the print distribution and the print management, that kind of thing. So everything that we could possibly do to tell people of Newport and the surrounding areas what we do here at the Riverfront.
So your fingers are in lots of pies then?
Yeah, I mean, we're quite a small team, so we spread ourselves thin and we spread ourselves about a bit, but it's quite good that we've got a small team, because people who are not in the marketing team end up doing a bit of marketing, and I end up doing a bit of programming and events management and stuff like that, and I think it works really well because, for example, I like music and world cinema and comedy, so the programmers sometimes look to me for my opinions on those things.
And how did you first get involved working here at the Riverfront?
Well, I did journalism, film and broadcasting in university, and then went on to do a professional qualification in marketing. And my first bit of work experience outside of university was in Chapter Arts Centre in Cardiff. And then I went on to work in Sherman. And then I went on to work in local authority PR. And I'd always had a real passion for the arts. I did drama and theatre arts A-level. I did media studies A-level. I did film studies A-level. And I did English literature A-level. So you could kind of see the pattern that was going down. So it was basically to use, and now the Panto kids are coming out, so we might have to pause this for a little while.
Yeah, let's see if we can, tell you what, we will. Hello, we're back. Oh, we did take a quick break there to escape the Panto kids that were just coming out of the Aladdin performance.
Yeah, pretty loud.
So, where were we?
Think I was at Sherman Theatre, maybe.
Yes.
Somewhere along the lines of Sherman Theatre. So yeah, I've got a strong background in the arts and film. And I worked in the cinema programme and marketing departments in Chapter for 6 months for free. And then got a paid position out of it. And this came about, I was just knew then that arts marketing was where I was going to be.
It just evolved from there.
Yeah, and luckily got this job, and I have been here ever since.
Oh. So we're in one of the rehearsal rooms at the moment.
Yeah, it's a workshop. We have lots of different workshops in the Riverfront with regards to visual arts, theatre, drama, dance, things like that. And we've got three nice little workshop spaces. One of them's got a kiln in it, so we do the ceramics classes in there. We have life drawing. There's just lots of nooks and crannies in the Riverfront with lots of different rooms.
Okay. And in terms of music, what have you done in, you know, what are you doing at the moment, and where are you looking to kind of move that area of the Riverfront in the next year?
We've done lots of different music here over the years. Some of it's worked and some of it hasn't for various different reasons. I mean, a lot of the stuff we programme at the moment is for our kind of older audience. We do a lot of big band stuff, a lot of 1960s stuff, so not so much cover bands, but people who are still around performing now after sort of 40-odd years. And some of the big band stuff, it does really well for us and sells out, and people keep asking for it back, so we keep giving it to them, basically, because we obviously want to programme things our audience want to see. But obviously with the arrival of part of the art school with regards to the University of Wales Newport being right next door to us, we think it's really important now to start trying to actively programme more stuff for students and younger people and like-minded people. So more new music, perhaps it could have a local element to it. You know, we've done some really exciting stuff in the past. We had Griff Rees with his Candyline album here, which was a nice sit-down gig. Obviously, again, it needs to be a sit-down gig. It needs to be the right genre of music. There's no point in us rocking out too much at the Riverfront because people would break the seats, just like the Panto kids are doing at the moment. So, yeah, we are looking to programme more and more interesting stuff, and I think we have been, with regards to our sessions, open mic and boutique market nights. We get a really sort of young, like-minded, artsy-type crowd in on that night.